Hello and welcome to Women's Wellness Podcast with Lucy Coutinho and Nahal Horn, where we are tackling mommy stress one wellness practice at a time. This is a safe space where women and our brave men too can come to share their stories. Created with my love for storytelling and passion for mental health and mind, my aim is to help amplify voices of women everywhere. These conversations will feel like having a warm cup of tea or coffee with a friend, so I hope you grab yours. Today is actually very special for me personally. We invited my mom to come on and share her journey in being a mom, lessons she's learned, and what motherhood means to her. So let's welcome Ilana Coutinho herself to the show. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. How's everybody? I'm so happy to join you ladies.
Oh, yeah. We are so excited to have you on. It's a pleasure. And it feels really good to be on this side of things too, to actually get your wisdom as a mom, because I don't think I've actually ever sat down with you and asked you these questions. So let's dive right in with the first question. The first question I have is, what does being a mother actually mean to you personally?
Oh, it's a blessing. Motherhood to me is the purest love that there is a deep joy that I feel in my heart and one I can put in the words.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, I feel that too.
I feel that too, because it's like, you know, even when people ask me that question, it's like, how do you sum that up? Like, you can't, because it's mostly feelings. It's like a feeling that you feel within your spirit, your body, your heart, you know, just so.
Yeah, it changed you completely.
Yeah, and that it does.
Yeah.
That it does.
I believe is the most beautiful things for women to have, to be a mom.
Wow.
To have children.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
On the beginning, I was scared because your first child, you don't know anything. You get scared. But since you feel the baby inside you, that's how the beginning, how you feel.
Like it happy. Feels real. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can say it's real, like I'm going to be a mom.
And just the miracle of the whole like process and the journey is just like, to me, it's a miracle. And that's why, that's why you can't really find the words, because it's
not at all.
Yeah. I get that.
I have a question, if you don't mind me asking.
Oh, go ahead.
I would love to know, how your childhood was like, because, you know, we can hear from your accent too. You speak Portuguese, you speak English. So many different languages. What was your childhood like? And what was it like with growing up with your mother? If you'd like to share, we'd love to know.
Was wonderful. My mom was excellent. Wonderful mom, ceased friend. She was everything. She was a word to us. And I am of 9 children. I was always surrounded by my siblings. Family was and is everything to us. We were always very close. My mom passed away just a few years ago. We all were blessed to have her around us for all those loving years.
And that, I feel that so much too, because my grandma, which I called her my vovo, she was, I always remembered her being right there. Like, there's so many childhood memories and adulthood. And even after I had my own children and she became their great grandmother. And like,
wow.
It's just like, it was pure joy to have her around. Like, she's one of those that you feel like her presence was always there. Until this day, she has such a loving, strong presence that she's still all around us. So I definitely feel that. Yeah.
Oh yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Always with the positive talk.
Always, always. She would always send you off with something enlightening and positive to go with about your day. And just like constant wisdom and reminders, and that's how she was.
Well, I can definitely hear that even with your own life, Lucy, with all the wisdom you share with us, you know, regularly. I guess I can see where it came from, your mother and then your grandmother.
Yeah, strong, I get, you know. Yeah, yeah. That's
strong,
that's true.
Matriarch.
Absolutely. Very strong matriarch. Like, I am like a superwoman because of them, because of the line of women that I had to step into, pretty much. And I'm ever so grateful for that. So thank you, Mom. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So what advice would you give to other moms? Like, do you have anything you'd like to share?
Oh, yes. I will say, be kind, be and gentle with yourself. You are not always going to get it right, and that is okay. It's a process, and you get to do the best you can.
Absolutely. If that isn't the truest statement, and that's the thing, we are very hard on ourselves, you know. We're constantly judging ourselves for what we didn't do right, or did I do this right? I could have done
caring.
Yeah. And I think allowing ourselves the grace and, like you said, the kindness to just be human. And you know, just to be really transparent, I think, like, for the longest time, I didn't see you as a human being. I saw you as a mom, like my mom. And then I think that sometimes we look at our parents as, like, they have to be perfect and they have to have it all figured out. Like, you're supposed to have it all figured out and you're supposed to tell me how to do it. But the thing is, yeah, and we forget, you know what? Our parents are trying to figure it out too. You know, our parents have questions too that sometimes they may not always have the answers to. And so, yeah, the kindness part. Yeah. How do you feel about that, Nahal? Because I know that, you know,
I think that's one of the things that I'm always so, that gives me stress and anxiety, is the constant comparing and not giving myself enough grace or kindness that I give to everybody else around me. So just hearing you say that, Miss Helena, is just eye-opening. And I agree with you. I think the more we give kindness to ourselves, the more we will always radiate around us to our children, to our husbands, to our friends, to our family.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. What about some lessons? Do you, I know you have many lessons that you experienced as a mother. Can you tell us maybe one or two that you can think of?
I learned that being a mom, as a mom, you grow with your children. They teach you so much about yourself and life and everything around you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're like little mirrors.
You learn what
they're
your
like.
Children.
Yeah, you do. And they're constantly like holding up the mirror to your face, like, hey, look, mom, this is what's happening. Like, and it's great because that is an opportunity for growth, for you to say, okay, I see that, I recognize that. how do I intentionally try to grow from this and try to learn? So yeah, we do. We grow with them. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Every day. And I know, Nahal, you have a little one.
Yeah.
And that's like that stage where you're really like, they're showing you so, so much.
Every day. Yeah, every day. She corrects mm-hmm. me. I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's amazing. I didn't think it would happen so soon, but here she is at 4 and a half telling me, no, Mom, this is not the way you say it. You say it like this. And, mm-hmm. oh, she catches. They keep you accountable, too.
Yeah, they do.
Exactly.
Remember,
that's why I say we learn with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. That is so, so true. And that brings me to, what has been the best part of being a mom? And how do you see motherhood changing with this generation? Like, do you see any changes?
The best part of me is to see my children happy in whatever way they look like to them.
Mm-hmm.
Is something that is always changing. As the world around us is changing, that also.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. Do what feels right for you and your family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big one. That is a big one. Because going back to what you were saying, Nahal, about comparing and like, mm-hmm. you know, trying to stay on top of like, oh, you know, I have to do better because this person is doing it this way. But it's like, is that really the reality? Or is it like, I don't know. I think it's like a setup for disappointment because you can only do it the way that you do it. And the way that works for you and your family and your children, because our kids are different. Our family dynamics are different. You know, when you look at households nowadays, it's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is different.
It's very different. So it's like, how do you can't compare, you know?
I think that's one thing the previous generations, we didn't, maybe they compared with their neighbors, but today, like with social media, which we've talked about so many times, Lucy, we compare on social media, like the mommy bloggers or the Instagram mommies who have perfect lives on Instagram.
Yes.
And it's so easy to be like, oh my gosh, how do you look so good while you cook meals and you clean the house? Is that real life?
I'm here to tell you it is not real life. Yeah. And you know what? Just to be real, I'm posting things after everything is clean, after I'm showered and dressed and makeup on or whatever. So and that's why I wanted to create a show like this, because I wanted to tell other women that, you know what, it's okay. Like, I'm giving you myself you permission to be flawed, you know, or is it even flawed, or to be human, to be normal,
messy to
be messy. Your mess is your gift a lot of times. And you know, so
like you say, to be normal
and that's the thing, like social media is not normal. It's, yeah. Let's just be real, it's like no one wakes up like that, people.
No.
No one wakes up like that, and no one is going to bed like that. So,
oh my gosh. I completely agree. Unless you have like the lashes and like the eyebrows and like the permanent perfect hair.
Right. Well, yeah, even that I'm assuming gets messy, right? So, I don't know. Just, I mean, the thing is, just be yourself, you know, just continue to be who that is, whatever that looks like. Continue to be that, because that is beautiful.
Yes, and that will send a good message to the children. Like, if you're raising children, they see mommy's just relaxed and coming at as she is and is happy doing, you know, being herself. Mm-hmm. That will give them to be permission to be themselves, which I wanted to ask the last question, if that's okay. I'm so excited. I wanted to know, what was it like raising your beautiful, talented, incredible daughter, Lucy? If you could share. Give us the good stuff, the juicy stuff.
Uh-oh, I think I'll leave this conversation now.
You know, when you have your first child, you know, you change completely and you do everything for the little one.
Yeah.
You to make her happy. And I was so young, and I believe I did, and I believe I still do everything for my children. And Lucy was like a doll, like an angel. Mm-hmm. I used to dress her up like a Barbie doll with the long black hair. Was my joy. And I still see her like my baby. And she's a grown woman, mom of four, but for me, it's still my little one.
Yes. I would love to see a photo of, maybe we can post a photo in your Instagram, Lucy, of baby.
I will. And it's true. Whatever she's saying about how I was always dressed up as a doll, like a doll, that is true. And I always joke with my partner. I'm like, do you see my photos? I was always dressed up, but where was I going? And we always laugh about it because he's like, yes, your mom was always like, because my mom, it made clothes, like she made the outfits I am in. And that's another thing that she's so modest about, but she designs, she sews. So she made all the clothes that I was actually wearing. And so that's the incredible part. It wasn't so much that I was always dressed up. It was because I always had tailored, custom designed outfits. So that just goes to show, I mean, it's very telling when you look at me now. Yes. You're like, okay, it makes total sense. Like, I'm obsessed with fashion. I love clothes. But that's where it began, because it's like almost like I was always used to it. So I'm like, this is how I'm supposed to look all the time.
Exactly. Oh my God. Yeah. I can't wait to see the photos.
Yeah. It's pretty special though. So thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Thank you for the juice.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah, it's been an incredible conversation. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing your wisdom with our listeners. There's a lot of mommies out there, new moms, moms that have been moms forever, like myself, but still trying to figure it out. And, you know, you have women who are, you know, thinking about starting their motherhood journey. So I do believe that this will be very informational and very helpful for them. So thank you so much for coming on. We do appreciate you
so much.
It's a pleasure.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. And to all you beautiful mommies, grandmas, aunties, everyone out there, we are sending you so much love on this Mother's Day. It's such a special day. We celebrate you every single day, not just on Mother's Day.
Just for Mother's Day.
Not at all. Yeah. You are celebrated always. And to my listeners, please do check us out on my Instagram page. It's luce.inspiration, where we post all the good quotes and podcast updates, just a whole bunch of inspiration. If you know my page, that's what you will get. So thank you again so much for being here. Sending you all so much love.
So much love.